All right. On this episode of the Small Accounting Podcast, we're going to be tackling number one of four things that I guess in a post that I made earlier in the year, early in October, I said, you know, for small property owners, if you limit me to 4 points to share with them, that if they do these things, it's going to make their property better. We're going to tackle number one today. That's this episode of the Small Accounting Podcast.
You are listening to the Small Acre Hunting Podcast, the hunting podcast that is free of advertisements, bought and paid for opinions, and minutes of sponsorships. If that's what you want, there's a plethora of other podcasts out there. Here, we're going to talk openly, we're going to talk honestly, and we're going to live in the real world, free of sponsorships and paid for advertisements and opinions that are governed and dictated by them. That sounds interesting. Stay tuned for this episode of the Small Acre Hunting Podcast.
All right. I am ready to unpack this. Don't know how long this episode's going to be, but it's not going to be. I'm going to try to continue to consolidate these episodes into like 30-minute chunks or smaller. I realize that a lot of people are like me. You listen to your podcast on your way into work or from work. So most people, on average, have a commute 15 to 30 minutes. So I'm going to try to do that. I don't know how well I'll be at times at that. And obviously, when guests come on, we'll definitely go over that. Unless I break them up into a bunch of small episodes. But I shared a post a while back, and we're going to start unpacking number one. And that is, well, let me unpack the post first. So October 2nd, I said that not every property can be held to the same standards. Each property has a unique set of factors, which should cause a landowner to raise or lower their expectations ultimately lead them to decide, is the juice worth the squeeze? For smaller property owners, this is even more crucial to determine. However, if you limit me to four main points, I think every small property landowner should prioritize. I'd be hard-pressed to find a property which I wouldn't prioritize these four things, which, relatively to these properties, can make the squeeze worth it. The juice is worth the squeeze, to use that earlier phrase. Now remember, some of these points can be expanded upon and could yield an entire conversation, and that is exactly what this podcast, and likely three more because there's 4 points, are going to do, or going to attempt to do. On today's episode, we're going to be tackling numero uno, and that is being realistic in your goals and in your expectations. To be honest with you, I think this is one of the hardest things. I think it's one of the easiest things for hunters to realize. It's one of the easiest things for us to, yes, that is what we should do. I liken it a lot to the Christian walk, believe it or not. You know, I know what I should do. It's just not always easy to do it. I know that my property has limitations that say Jeff Sturgis or Lee Likoski or Bill Wanky. Like, I know my property is limited in comparison to theirs, both from a sheer size, from geographic location, soil type location, hunting pressure around, possibly. Like, all these things, I understand are limitations of my property. I am but a very tiny checkerboard space when other people own multiple spaces or the entire board. But I think we have to be realistic with it. Guys get so discouraged, and it can get very discouraging, because I'm going to be honest with you, it is disheartening at times knowing that a lot of the success that I will see on my property, to an extent, are things that are out of my control. I just have to get lucky and that buck not walk by the numerous neighbors at the right or at the wrong time for me, but the right time for them. I have to just get lucky and hope that the large destination food sources continue to exist so my property can continue to thrive in a cover-based, security-based design. Otherwise, I'm going to have to remove security cover and focus more on food. Like, these are factors that I really can't control. I just have to respond to them or let them happen. And I'm realistic in those things. I've come to the conclusion that, you know what, if I kill a 125 or better buck, I am easily killing the top 15, 10% of the bucks in my area off my property. And that's okay for me. If you're listening to this and that's not okay for you, you could never live in a world where you could enjoy hunting and allow Pope and Young to be kind of like your goal. Well, I got news for you. There are some properties out there that that's really going to be that threshold, except for that one every 10 years where you get a giant possibly. Now, I'm not talking about, well, I get big buck photos, Ty. Okay, well, yeah, send them to me. But do you have any that are not in the dead of night? Like, let's be realistic. There are some properties that are so void of reasons a deer will be there in the daytime that you got to be realistic in your expectations. There are permission properties that we all have had or have currently that we cannot make better. We merely have to hunt them as they are. And the factors that we can control are our presence. And we have to embrace those properties for what they are. And there are some people out there that can use them as burn properties, as I've discussed. Or they can use them as a freezer filler property. Or they can use them as the property to just, you know, if you need to de-stress or declutter your mind, you go there, even if the wind's not quite right, because it's a low priority spot. Rather than make the mistake in the previous episode discussed where you just hunt because you can hunt, you hunt because you can, but you hunt because you need to, and you need to de-stress, watch nature. Hopefully you're not choosing it over your family, but you just need to get there. That's fine. You are, by doing that, realistic with your expectations. But now, don't let this all be negative, okay? I have walked into numerous situations where people are kind of hopeless with their property. And the reason why they reached out to me was because they're like, I've watched and I've listened, and you've accomplished what I want to or hope to on my property. I'm going to be honest with you guys. There is no magic pill. It's hunting smart and doing what you can. It's hunting smart and doing what you can. When you boil everything down and all the moisture is gone, and you're left with the bottom of the pot, you have 2 points. Hunt smart, do what you can. And those, hunt smart is the same across the board for everybody. Do what you can is going to change relative to your abilities, your time, your money, your fiscal abilities, help or no help, things of that nature. That's being realistic in your goals and in your expectations and realizing that your goals and expectations are going to change with whatever property you're on, but it's also going to change relative to where you are on your property journey. Do not accept the ceiling that is today for your property is the same ceiling as tomorrow for your property. When I walked onto my property, I shot a buck named Splits, and he was probably the second, third biggest buck, but he was a young deer. I still to this day, and I actually have some terrible news. I dropped him. He's a Euro mount, gorgeous Euro mount, but he fell off of a table and his nose and everything got all busted up. So I'm going to possibly be working on doing some kind of new Euro display for him when I get the basement finished. So it's a sad day when you do that. But anyways, when I bought the property, I had no real big previous history. I had been unable to do much to the property. And I accepted that that year my ceiling was what I could see and what I knew. And I had to make a decision, was I going to be happy or not? And I kind of hoped that Splits wouldn't walk out. But I've shared this before. When Splits walked out, he was with another deer and he was feeding. I felt so much gratitude to the big man upstairs. And my first instinct was just accept this blessing. And I grabbed my bow, drew back, and let it fly. And it's a buck that I don't regret. You know, if Splits walked out in front of me right now, 2023, in comparison to then, I'd video him, I'd pull my phone out, take pictures, and I would have no problem passing him. But my expectations now, who I am now as a hunter, my realistic goals for that property are not what they used to be. They change. So you have to be willing to accept that as well. So I always get a little frustrated when I hear people say, you know, I don't have a property that's going to do that, so I'm not going to care. Okay, well, you have two choices. One, you can either not care, not give a crap, and go out there and with whatever mentality you are and either avoid your property at all costs or kill whatever you want and you're not really helping change things, you're just letting things stay the same. Or you can pull up shop, go elsewhere, or you can pull up your bootstraps, tighten your belt, put on some work gloves, and get to work. Like, that's the choice. I've not met a property, I've not seen a property, I've not walked a property, I've not even looked at aerials of a property that I did not instantly think I could make that property better. I sat in the tree stand on Friday, and this is a spot overlooking a section that I completely attacked with the skid steer this year. Revamped and removed some islands of cover and scraped and carved islands differently. And I'm still sitting there and I know, you know what? I need to do this. I need to remove that. I need to shave that foot off of that island. I need to extend that peep window that way. These are things that I can make my property better, and I'm still doing that. I am 7-8 years in, and Lord willing, I'm going to be 30-40 years in unless he opens up a different opportunity elsewhere and I sell this place, which I have no idea what God has in store. But I do know that I'm going to be a good steward of what he gave me. And being a good steward of what he gave me is not to just be negative. It's not to be defeated. It's not to see the glory and the goodness in what he provided to me and embrace it and try to make it better. And, you know, it's weird to make that parallel, but it's there. You know, we're a work in progress ourselves. We're trying every day to be a better image of God, to be a better image of the Father that our sons and daughters deserve. So, not to go on a side tangent, but it's no different. Don't give up on your property. Don't get discouraged, just like you shouldn't with yourself. Yeah, there may be shortcomings, but we can work on overcoming those. There's no water? We can get water. There's no actual cover? You know, from the heels of your feet to your armpits, it's pretty void. It's closed canopy. We can correct that. We can work with that. We can sculpt that. There's no good entrance and exit routes. Well, we can get creative. There's a lot of pressure around. Okay, we're going to up our cover, up our security, and we're going to hunt less and create our property to be that sanctuary for the deer around, and we're going to capitalize on it by hunting less. There's a whole slew of things that you can do, and you can adjust and tweak your expectations and your goals as you go. And there's no shame in that. There is absolutely no shame in that. But in my opinion, what there is shame in is being unrealistic with your expectations, because it's just going to lead to discouragement. If there has never been a booner shot in your county and your expectation is you want to shoot a 165, 170 gross deer, you're going to get discouraged. You better be very comfortable with failure, and you better be comfortable with spending tons of money to make your property amazing and be a refuge for this booner that is probably never going to happen. I have a more likelihood of waking up with a six-pack tomorrow, even though I'm about 40 pounds overweight, than you do of getting a booner to your property. But hey, that's a goal. That's a very, very lofty goal. And we can work towards it if you really, really want to. Or you can be realistic and be like, you know what? It's a big deal when somebody kills 150-inch deer in my county. That's my goal. I want to kill 150 in my county in the first 3 to 5 years. That's my goal, and I'm willing to sacrifice. And that might be how you go about setting up your goals, is what is the minimum to where if you kill it, you feel like you'd have regret? that's 130, then set it at 135. Adjust it. Make it realistic. Set your expectations. Set your goals. And just use it as an end reference. I say all the time, I don't need to know what my next chapter in life is because I know what I want my final chapter in life to be. I don't need to know the next buck that I kill on my property or the next buck to show up on my property or the next season or two, how it's going to play out. I know my end goal. I want to have a property that routinely has, and this is my personal goal. My personal goal is I want to have a property that routinely has a mature buck utilizing it in the majority of a week. Meaning I'm getting pictures of him in the daytime 4 times a week. Now, I have a lot of cameras. If I had fewer cameras, I'd have to set a lower goal. Or I'd just have to assume by extrapolation and data studying that that's being accomplished. That's a very lofty goal for somebody with 23 acres. Because I can't hold a deer all the time. But I want to have a property that a buck that is mature, 4 years minimum, desires to be at and live at habitually throughout the week. That's my goal. Notice it's not an inch goal for me. Maybe it's not for you either. A lot of guys, I talk in inches a lot because that's how a lot of people speak. But maybe you're like me. Maybe it has nothing to do with inches. Or maybe it has some to do with inches, but more to do with age. Or it's a 50-50. Whatever it is, be realistic with it, and you will find a lot more joy in this thing called land ownership and deer habitat manipulation and deer hunting. I promise you that. Do that, and you can thank me later. Your property will be better for it. This is Ty, Small Acre Hunting. God bless, and good luck out there.